This is Second Seal, Judaism, the System. This is a lecture by Maitreya, a two-part lecture about the system which will bring the kingdom of God on earth. At the Feast of Tabernacles, 1990. And you can follow the words in the lecture with the PowerPoint presentation that goes with them. Part 1. This was dated October the 4th, 1990. I'll begin with the prayer. Let us pray to the Father that His Spirit be present with us, and with unity and oneness we all approach His plan, this wonderful system that He has brought to us. May we all become one in His Spirit. We thank You, Father, for this opportunity that You gave all of us to study this system. Amen. You know that the theme of this feast is, the answer, communities of light. Some people say, is that all? We're just going to create communities? Why do we want to create communities? Communities have been on earth for probably the past 12,000 years. The best known are the children of Abraham or the children of Israel. They had the 12 tribes, and there were communities, etc. Now, why do we have to create communities all over again? They are already trying to build so many communities. There are many people in Arizona, probably in Quebec and many other places. There is the farm, which is doing a lot of wonderful things. There are some communities in California, and so on. Why do we want to invent the whole wheel all over again? We can just accept all these communities and probably join one and be happy with it. Why do we want communities? Not every community is a community of light. Communities of light are based on the eternal divine path. If a community is not based on the eternal divine path, it is a community, but it is not a community of light. Actually, the children of Israel knew about the system that we are going to present today. It was revealed to Moses. That's why their whole system was based on God's plan and worked very well for them. What are the communities of light? They are where the children of light are going to live. Actually, the children of Israel means the children of light. If you are the light, and you are a child of light, you are a child of Israel. They are the chosen ones. They are right. The children of Israel are the chosen ones. But it is not a race. It's not a people. It is a consciousness in us. If we are the children of light, then we are the children of Israel. So that's why we have to become the children of light, to live in the communities of light, to accept God as our Father and the light of our life, and then we will become the children of Israel, the children of light. One of the reasons we're going to create the communities of light is, in the communities of light, we create the children of Israel, the new Jerusalem, the new wine, the new world. So we can see that these communities that we are trying to create are different than most of the communities. We are pretty flexible, actually, in every community. The communities will be created by the people, as long as they are following the eternal divine path. It very much depends upon what they want to make that community into. That is why you can have a community in the middle of a large city. You can have a community in a rural area, a village, or a small town. So you can have a community in a desert if you want to. So it is very flexible, but the base is the eternal divine path. The base is to meditate and to do spiritual exercises together. When a community does spiritual exercises together, they bring unity in the group. So that is the community that we want to build. Why do we want to build communities? We build communities as a base of the system. We're not just creating communities as isolated entities where people go and live together and shut themselves off from the world and say, this is our community and that's it. We have nothing to do with the external world. We're not trying to create a community that has nothing to do with the external world, where they just want to meditate and go to heaven. They have been trying to do that for the last 6,000 years, and probably not many of them made it. The Buddha came and said, you meditate and you go to heaven. The Buddha was Buddha. That was one Buddha 2,500 years ago. How many Buddhas came after him? Very few people could make it to become a Buddha. We can see that that was a very exceptional thing that happened 2,500 years ago. Now, all these people are escaping the world, going to the mountains, and forsaking society to become a Buddha. And not very many people are making it. We're creating these communities not to escape the world, but to be in the world, but not of it. In these communities, we're creating the base of the system. Now, in this system that we're going to create from the communities, there are going to be four different bodies. There is going to be an administrative body, a judiciary body, a legislative body, and the elders. We're creating communities. These communities are based on 12 people, 6 couples. These first 6 couples make up the first level, or base, of the community. 12 of these 6 couples make up the second level of the community. 12 of such 12 groups, which is around 2,000 people, will create one community. From this community, we're going to choose the people who are going to be in the judiciary and administrative bodies. The legislative body will be chosen by vote. Then the elders are going to emerge from these three bodies. So we're going to have 4 bodies in this system. Right from the very first look, we see these communities are not just isolated communities. These communities are based on a system. We build these communities to create a hierarchy, a system, which is going to emerge from these communities. 6 couples are living together. Then, 6 of these 6 couples are the second level of the community. We go on to the third level and have a complete community around 2,000 people. Now when 6 families are living in such close quarters, after a while, they know everything about each other. When a person emerges from these 6 couples as a leader, that person should be a pretty worthy person, a person who other people can respect. Other people understand that he's caring, he's sharing, and he's willing to lend a helping hand to the other 11 people. Such a person emerges from these 12 people. He's not voted in. He emerges and is selected by a group who know him or her well. It's not something where you just shake hands with a couple of people in the street. You advertise your name and you talk about the issues. You can even change your mind if you want to after you are elected. The people who selected you can also vote you out if they choose to do that. But the people personally know this person. They are living with him. They are eating with him. They are talking with him. They are being with him. After 6 months or 1 year, they pretty much know even the slightest thing about the other person and what he does. Is he pure? Does he understand? Is he compassionate? Is he effective? Etc. So one person emerges from these 12 people as a person accepted by the other 11, as an effective person, as an administrative person. Also, usually in a group, there are some people who are more meditative. They might not have the administrative abilities. They might not be able to organize, but their spirit is good. Their spirit is just. Their spirit is meditative. Such people also emerge from these 12 people as the judge of the 12. So each six couples have one leader emerge from them, and one person is accepted to be their judge. They can organize themselves by having this leader, and also they can bring justice to themselves by having their judge. If there is a problem or something comes up that they want to discuss and solve, they can bring the problem to the judge, who they choose among themselves, and solve the problem. Right there, you can see that you have a community that can easily be organized and can easily solve their problems within themselves. Every time something small happens, they really don't need to take it to the small claims court or go to a judge. So a lot of expenses are cut right there from the governmental budget. They don't need those things, or not as much. They can take care of small problems themselves. From 12 such leaders in each 12-person base, one person is going to emerge as the leader of the one unit, 1-12 level of community. These people also have to live together, be together, know one another, and eventually one will emerge to the second level and to the third level until one person emerges as the community leader. The person who emerges as the community leader has gone through three levels of examination, understanding, and being very well scrutinized by the people around him and all of the community. So when he emerges as the community leader, he should be a pretty good person, a well-rounded, adjusted person. Then from these communities, some people are going to emerge as leaders of the districts, counties, states, regions, etc. Now you may question, why do we need this system? We have probably one of the best systems in the United States. It's been working for 200 years. Why do we now want something else beside this or any other system? We don't need anything other than this. This is just fine. First of all, there is a selection process. In our system, the selection process is from the base of the community, from the communities of light, from 12 people, and on and on. It's not by vote that they are selected, but they emerge. The leaders emerge from the base of the communities. Also, in the democratic system, there should be four situations present for a democracy to work perfectly. There is needed a high level of educated people. Probably the West has a higher level of literacy, but there are a lot of other countries that don't have that. Even in the United States, around 20% of the people are not literate, so they don't know their rights. They don't really have the ability to come up with the right decisions, but they have the right to vote. Even from the people who can vote, probably around 60% vote, even less than that. Second is the awareness of the basic rights, of the socioeconomic rights of each person. How many people are aware of their socioeconomic rights themselves? Again, very few. There needs to be the willingness of the majority to demand their rights. But we know, as the many prophets have said, most of us are like sheep. We follow the first sheep. If he jumps, everyone jumps after him. That's another thing that is going to affect democracy. Third is the necessity for a high standard of ethics. You really have to have a high standard of ethics yourself to choose a person who really is ethical. The choice will not be because it's going to help your business, but because it's going to help humanity. And fourth, another problem with the present system is that the leaders are not aware of the cyclical movements of the periods in history, which is explained in the book, The Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, in Tho. In these cyclical movements, there are the workers, military-minded people, intellectuals, and business people. The laborers or workers are the people, of course, who do the manual work, the labor work. Second are the Catrian or warrior-minded people. These are the people who became the emperors or kings in the past, who took their armies and became conquerors of other countries. The third one is the intellectuals. We can see after the Roman Empire was created, the Senate, the democratic system, and all those things were the beginning of the intellectual domination. Eventually, the Renaissance was the highest point in the intellectual revolution. After that came the Industrial Revolution, which was the period of the businessmen. When the businessmen became the dominant force, then business became more powerful. The business class had most of the resources. All these are explained in detail in Tho. So these periods are going to go on and on, but most of the leaders are not aware of this process. Another problem with this system is the attachment of the people and leaders to a small portion of the world, to a small culture, or to the small regions. This creates separation, and that's why we have so many problems on the earth, because we have separation between cultures and people, misunderstandings, and all these things we can see that are coming up right now and are even getting more intensified. If we don't wake up, we can destroy the earth 50 times over. We can either destroy ourselves with the atomic bomb or chemical agents or bacterial warfare. It's very easy to put a bunch of bacteria at the top of a missile and send it to other countries or nations. Then it's just going to explode there. It's going to increase itself and everyone will become sick. It can kill you, and anyone can do it. They can even bring a box of bacteria to another country and just open it in one big city. So more and more we can see it's not only the people who have the atomic bomb who can destroy one another, but even the smallest countries, if they wanted to, even a terrorist group, can bring great harm to everyone. Therefore, there is this urgency to do something about this. Another lack in the present system is the absence of the body of elders, the people who really oversee the systems and are always aware of how to direct it to a greater degree and higher level. Last is the lack of the spiritual considerations, putting God out of the system. The moment you put God out of the system, that system is not going to work. Even in our system, if you put God out of our system, it is not going to work. If the higher level, if the elders, if the people who are supposed to be connected to the Spirit are not connected to the Spirit, it's going to fall apart, because they're going to become selfish and self-centered. When the wall in the city of Berlin came down, the people went and saw that the leaders in East Berlin had accommodations that revealed the highest level of accommodations in the Western world. The leaders had everything they wanted, but the people were starving and the economy was falling apart. Because there was no spiritual consideration on the part of those leaders, they were interested mostly in what they could get out of the system for themselves. It's very easy for humans to fall into that trap. That's why it's so important that we let the leaders emerge. When they prove themselves in every level, they are not going to fall. By the time they get to the top, still they won't fall, because they were examined in every level of emergence in our system. They have the character to emerge as a leader. So for all these reasons, you can see that our system eliminates all these problems. It eliminates the problems because you don't have to be very literate to see through another person. Actually, I've seen some illiterate people who could see through other people easier than a person who is a professor in a university. Also, usually in a small group, the ethics are much higher. When the people are very close, they are more ethical than in the big cities. In the big cities, they usually are pretty much smothered by the change of mind and the attitude, because most humans don't believe that God is always with them. They really don't believe that God is watching them. In a big city, no one is watching, so a person might think, okay, I'll rob this store. It's going to be a half an hour. By the time the police come, I can rob this place. But if they believe that if they want to do something, there is a community where everyone is watching and everyone is looking at what they do, they're going to create greater ethics. Many humans are like that. They don't really believe that God is looking at them or is with them. So her system eliminates all these problems. Also, we have another level of selection of leaders by vote. This is done because if you have only this process of being selected, then that might become very rigid. People might just have a way of acting and being selected. If a person acts this way, he's going to be selected through this process and go to the top of the hierarchy. But if he doesn't, or if he has some progressive ideas, he can't go through this system. It might become very bureaucratic. So we also have a process of selecting new people to bring new energy to the higher level of leaderships, so they don't just have to go through the system to go to the higher level. They can just campaign, just like we have now, and bring up the new issues and or new ideas to the system. If the leadership is not bringing up new issues and they are becoming rigid, these elected people can bring new ideas, new blood to the system. So we also have that way to bring new ideas to the system, and that system will not become a rigid system. Now, as I said, there are two people from this 12 people, one administrative and one judiciary, who will emerge. Then out of the community leaders, judiciary, and administrative bodies of the district, county, state, sub-regional, and regional levels will be formed, will emerge. There are going to be 12 regions, which are flagged on the map of this table, though that is not exactly where they are going to be. This is not written in stone. We know one of them for sure is going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We will see in the future. And probably in the future, it would be a good idea for the Earth to be studied and divided into some regions according to the number of people living in the area and the economical distribution of the resources, so each region is somehow economically almost equal to other regions. That will bring more equity for everyone. This is just a rough idea. In Asia, there are more people, so there are more flags there. What I am saying, so later on those people don't say, well, Maitreya said one should be right here, so then it's going to be right here, is that this is not written in stone. Probably the regional centers are not going to be where they are on this map. Even they may emerge in the course of time. So we're going to have 12 regions. In each region, there are going to be 12 sub-regions, and each sub-region, of course, can be divided into different states. Just like in the United States, there are 50 states. We can also divide every sub-region into 12 different states. Every state is going to have different counties. Every county will have districts, and every district will probably have a few communities within them. And in the region, there are going to be 12 people who are selected from the 12 sub-regions. Not only that, we also will choose 6 people in every region by vote. So with 12 from the sub-regions and 6 by vote, there are going to be 18 people who are going to emerge from every region. One person is going to be the leader of the region. One person will go on to be the representative in the world government. There are going to be 4 direct reporters to the leader. Every direct reporter will manage 1 sub-region.
There are 12 from the sub-regions, 4 direct reporters to the leader, 1 leader, and 1 will be going to the world government, so that makes 18. As you can see, the 6 elected by vote are the people who will bring the new ideas to the leadership. But because they haven't gone through the process, that process of emerging to the top of the leadership, they will not be selected as direct reporters until they are selected twice. They will not be selected as the leaders of the region or the world government until they are selected 3 times. If they do that, then they will have been in the system for a while, so they will have the ability to also be a representative in the world government or become a leader. So this is the administrative body for every region. There is a head, there are direct reporters, etc. The direct reporter has 3 other people who are in a different region, and there are 6 people selected by vote. Question from the audience. Say the people in the first 12 or the second 12 are replaced, then what happens? And another question, will there be a limitation of term or will they be able to serve for a long time? And Maitreya says, we'll get to that. There are 12 people in the first level of the community. 1 will be selected from this 12. Then 12 of such 12 people are going to be the second level. From these 12 leaders, another leader will emerge as the second level of decision making. The third level, which is 1 community, hopefully around 2,000 people, will have 1 leader. From those communities in any district, eventually 1 will emerge as the leader of the district. From all these districts in the county, 1 will emerge as the leader for the county. From all the leaders from these counties, 1 will emerge as the leader of the state. From all the leaders from these states in this subregion, 1 will emerge as the leader of the subregion. And from all the subregions in this region, 1 will emerge as the leader of that region. There are 12 regions, so there are going to be 12 leaders. Now, the term for these 18 people is going to be 4 years. After 4 years, these 18 people will first select 1 person as their leader. So if there is a person who has been selected 3 times from these 6 people, he also will be considered to be the leader of the region, or to be a leader to represent the region in the world government. Then this body will dissolve. The first thing that happens before anything can be done is the selection of the 6 by vote. So if they are selected the second time or the third time, they can be selected as a direct reporter or the leader. Then they select the leader and they dissolve to their lower level. For instance, if this person is from 1 region, that region first selects the person to replace him, and then if this person has been reselected, he can stay for 4 more years. If he is not selected, he falls and the other person comes and replaces him. This person goes to his region. Then there is going to be a selection in the region. If he is selected as the leader of the region, he stays in the leadership in the sub-region. If not, he falls down to a lower level, or even all the way to the bottom of the hierarchy. See, going to the top is 1 step at a time, but from the top, you might fall from the very top to the very bottom. Because you come from 6 couples, 12 of such 6 couples select 1 person. That's the second level. When 12 such 12 select, at the third level, you become a community leader. Then you become a county leader, then a district leader, and still you go up. But when you are up at the top, at or any level, if you are not reselected in any of the levels, you might just fall from any level to the bottom. So it's harder to get to the top and easier to fall down. That is another safety precaution devised in this system. With this process, after 4 years, these people will be replaced or will be reselected to their positions. If a person is selected twice in the leadership process, such a person will become an elder. Each direct reporter who is selected 3 times will also become an elder in their own level. In the rest of the system, anyone who is selected 4 times, 16 years, in any level, will become an elder in their own level. For instance, if someone, even in the community among 12 people, is selected as the leader 4 times in that level, after 16 years, such a person becomes an elder in that level among those 12 people. What is an elder? An elder is a person who has more experience. He has been in the system. He has gone all through the system. For instance, if someone is in the county level and he's been selected 4 times, he's been there 16 years, he becomes an elder in that level. He knows a lot about how the activities at the county level work, how those systems work. He can give a lot of advice to the people with whom he works. The leader of the region and the elder of the region will eventually emerge, and they will become leaders and the elders of the administrative body in the region. Question: what about the direct reporters? Where do they come from? Maitreya: as we said, if the leader wanted to take care of all the subregions by himself, he would have to manage 12 subregions. That is very hard work, to have to keep track of every region. Those are 12 regions, and each of the regions have a lot of problems to be solved and things to be taken care of. Direct reporters are indeed the assistants to the leaders of the region. Every direct reporter has 3 subregions under his influence. They manage them and report to the leader about their 3 regions. They help the leader to manage the regions. As we said, there are 18 people, 12 selected and 6 voted in, one as the leader of the subregion, one goes to the world government, 4 direct reporters, and 12 heads of the subregions. So that's 18. That's where they come from. Not only do we have an administrative body, but another person, as explained above, is going to emerge as judge, a person who is more meditative, more just in the community, from the 12 people. Here the selection of this body is exactly the same as for the administrative body. One emerges from the 12 people, and the second level and the third level in the community, then the district, county, state, subregion, region, and the world government. So if we just take that thought and apply the system of the administrative body to the judiciary body, it is the same system as the administrative body. There are going to be 12 people coming by the selection process and 6 by vote. Again, we create 18 people for the leadership in the region. One is going to be as the leader of the judiciary body in the region. One goes to the World Judiciary Court. There are going to be 4 direct reporters to the judiciary leader in the region, and 1 leader for each subregion. And that was the tape that they were transcribing from. Missed a few sentences right here, but we continue after that. And it says, of the period of the selection will be 4 years. After 4 years, there are going to be, first, the selection of the 6 people by vote. So if they are selected 2 times or 3 times, they can be considered as a direct reporter or a leader of the body. Then the body dissolves to the lower level the same way that we explained for the administrative body. So we can create the same system, judiciary body, as we did for the administrative body. Also, there are going to be elders from the judiciary body. If a leader at the regional level in the judiciary body was selected 2 times, he is going to be an elder. If a direct reporter was selected 3 times, he becomes an elder in that level, and on and on. If he was selected 4 times in any other level, he becomes an elder in this level. Now, we have 2 bodies so far, administrative body and judiciary body. We also have the legislative body. How is the legislative body selected? This is done by vote. It is just a regular legislative body like we have in most of the systems on Earth right now. They are people who might not be living in the communities of light. They can be living out of the communities, but they are still concerned for people's well-being. They might even live in the communities. They don't have to be out of the communities, but they are concerned for the communities. They show their concern for the communities, and many people start knowing them as people who are concerned for the others and have done a lot of good. So they decide and are persuaded to run for the legislative body. They can run for the House of Representatives or Senate. It depends on if they have one of them or both of them, whatever the people decide. They can run for either body in the legislative body. If they are selected, they go to those bodies and reside in the legislative body. This process is going to happen after our system is established and the people begin to join and vote for the legislative body. So about the legislative body, there is not much explanation because we already know how it works. The people run for office and they are voted into office. Whoever is accepted goes to the House or the Senate. Also, if the head of the legislative body is selected two times, that person will become an elder in that level. Elders really are the advisors in the body. Elders don't have any direct influence, any direct power to any of these bodies. They are accepted because they are respected. Question. You mean the elders won't have a vote in the legislature? Maitreya. That's right. They don't have any vote anyplace. Even in the administrative and judiciary bodies, they have to be so respected that their advice should be sought. For instance, if this leader really needs good advice, he can go and talk with the elder and seek his advice. Oh, you have been in this position for two terms before. I have this problem. What do you suggest? How can you help me? If a leader needs help, he can go to the elder. Or if the elder sees some problem in the system, they can say, there is some problem in this system. You are doing this thing wrong. The leaders think about it, and if the elder is right, they say, yes, I think you are right. We are going to fix the problem. See, when you are watching a football game, you can always see better how the players should be playing. Have you seen when people watch the game on television, they say, oh, why did you do that? That's because they are sitting outside, and they are looking in. When they are sitting outside and looking in, they see much better than when they are engaged in it, doing it themselves. It's the same thing with the elders. They are really the seers. They're sitting outside, and they see what is going wrong with the system. If something is going wrong, they can say, yes, this thing is going wrong, and we have to correct it. Because of the respect they have created, and because they only advise when their advice is sought or is necessary, their words are accepted and others listen to them. Question. Who is making the laws and applying the laws? Maitreya, the legislative body will make the laws. Question, and who will apply them? Maitreya, the administrative body. Question, is it just laws for worldly things? And Maitreya says, you're a little ahead of me. You are in the process of decision making. As we explained, now we have an administrative elder body and a judicial elder body. The administrative elder body will choose one person as their leader, a leader of the administrative body. The judicial elder body will choose one person as the leader of the judiciary body. These two bodies together will choose another person as the eldest. This eldest is the head of both the administrative and judicial elder bodies. The eldest is the only person in the elder bodies who has the power to directly interfere in any place and with any part in the system. He can question anything in the system and ask for answers. At the same time, he is out of the system. He is not in any of these bodies. So the eldest is supposed to be the one who really connects to the top of the pyramid or the eye of God. He has to be connected to spirit. When he questions something, it means that it is questionable. Or at least he has to receive a satisfactory answer before he says, okay, that's fine. The most important point is that the eldest has a direct effect on the system, as do the elders, if they can convince the eldest that he has to interfere with some part of the system. In that sense, that is the only place where they have direct power to interfere with the system. In any other level, they are just the advisors. Now, all this explanation was for the regions. As we said, one person from each region goes to the world government. There are 12 regions in the world, so there are going to be 12 people selected to the world government, and there are going to be 7 selected by vote to this body. There are going to be 19 people in the world government. One will be selected as the leader, two will be direct reporters. Every direct reporter has two direct reporters reporting to them. Each reporter to the direct reporters will work with three regions. There are also 12 leaders, each managing one region in this world governmental body. 12 plus 4 are 16, plus 2 are 18, and 1, 19. 12 regions, 4 reporters to the direct reporters, 2 direct reporters, and 1 leader. So there are the 19 people that we need. The system can not only be implemented in the world government, but also the same kind of setup can be implemented in the sub-regions, in the states, in the districts, in the communities, etc. The same system, with some alteration according to that level, can be implemented and used in any level. So you can see with this, the leaders are going to come from the very bottom of society, and not only are they going to be tested in each level, but also they are going to have all the elements in them that can prevent any misuse of power. Let's talk about one more thing, the elders and the eldest. As we said, one person is going to be the head of the elder administrative body, and one person is going to be the head of the elder judiciary body. These three, the eldest plus the heads of the elder bodies, are called the guardians. The guardians are the people who have the last word about what this system and this teaching really means. So in a sense, when you go through the system and you have the administrative body, you know about the system, you know about the teaching, you have been living the communities of light, and you know about the eternal divine path. By the time you reach up to the top, you can be a guardian of the system. We can see that these guardians also have another function of the decision-making process. See, the eldest is pretty powerful in this system. He can do almost anything he wants. He can interfere with the system. He can ask why this is done the way it is done, etc. But if the eldest somehow lost his mind or started misusing his power, then the two elder bodies can vote him down. They can come together and decide that the eldest is misusing his power or he's not well. He's too old, he's lost his mind, he's insane. So somehow he's not doing his work. So these two elder bodies can come together and vote him down. If some of the elders were not doing their work right, if they no longer really can advise and they have lost their respect, again, each elder body can vote them down. Or in that case, probably even in every level of the administrative body, the elder can be voted down. The same is true in the judicial body. The elder in that level can be voted down. If the administrative body or the judiciary body started misusing their power and they were no longer effective, the legislative body can impeach any of the people in those levels. They can question their activities, and if they are not doing right, they can vote them down. If the members of the legislative body are not doing their work, of course, they are not going to be voted into the legislative body by the people. So many safeguards have been put into the system, so it's not going to be misused. Also, in any level of 12 people, with the majority of 7 or more over 4 or less, they can vote their leader down any time they want to. That is especially done or used more often in the lower levels of the system. For instance, in a unit of 12, which includes the leader, 11 people decided in the middle of the 4 years, no, this leader is not doing his work. These 11 people could gather together and say, well, let's vote. Do we want him to still stay our leader? If 7 of them said, no, we don't want him, and 4 said, yes, we want him, which 7 plus 4 is 11, he is out. 7 is the number of spirit, and 4 is the number of manifestation. 7, the spirit, wins over matter, 4. That leader is going to fall, and they select another leader. So they have many options to safeguard the system from misuse. As you can see, this system actually comes from the bottom of society, from the people. That's really the system that's going to be by the people, for the people, and of the people. Question. Will a local party play a part in this? Maitreya, yes. The party plays a part in the selection of the 6 voted people in their regional level and 7 in the world level, and also the legislative body. There can be many different parties that affect their decision-making process by selecting people in the legislative body, in the 6 people in the region, or the 7 in the world government body. But there is no party in the selection of the judiciary and administrative bodies. They come from the communities of light. Question. So those with the political parties, will they actually go out and campaign like the ones we vote into office now do? Maitreya. For people selected by vote, they can if they want to. That is the whole idea, to bring new ideas to the leadership. But at the same time, not everything is going to be happening by looking good on television, or being handsome, or whatever most voters are looking for in political people. Or even with the speeches or promises that are given. Can you read my lips, no taxes, and then after election they can say, no, I just changed my mind. Laughter. Question. Will this thing, that 7 persons over 4, work for the 12 first persons in the first level? Maitreya, that's right, exactly. That's mostly used in the lower levels of the system. When 12 people create the first level in the community, if they decide they don't want their leader, when 7 of them say we don't want you anymore, and 4 say yes we want you, that 7 wins. Salam everyone.